Hello, everybody. Patrick Fitzgibbon, Saturday, July 30th, 2016. This is episode 20, and welcome to CJ Evolution. That stands for Criminal Justice Evolution. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I wanted to talk today about two topics that I've talked about before, but I think it's worth noting, bringing up again, and that is mentorship and leadership. You know, we live in a time right now where it's, you know, law enforcement is under fire, literally. And I don't mean that obviously in a joking manner. Another officer was killed in the line of duty in San Diego a few days ago, and my heart goes out to the family, friends, the department members, and the community that lost a hero. And I say hero because anybody who puts on a uniform, doesn't matter what you do in criminal justice, I consider everybody that works in that field a hero. And we just live in an age now where it is amazing what is going on in the country in terms of law enforcement leadership and things of that matter. And I think mentorship, and I'll talk about that first, but mentorship is so needed today in our society. And it doesn't matter what you do, but this is a podcast for CJ, Criminal Justice, so we'll stick with that profession. You know, you could be a big, bad, big, huge police officer, you know, intimidating, and you need a mentor. Everybody needs mentors. I have mentors. Some of my biggest mentors I have I've never even met before. If you're lucky enough to have a real life, in-person mentor, then props to you. My biggest mentors, of course, my parents were growing up, but now I get most of my mentorship from books. What do you mean? Well, I read a lot. I consume a lot of books. And some of the biggest mentors I have are people like Lewis Howe, Tim Ferriss, Jamie Tardy, some other great influencers that are just great leadership experts, great mentors to me. And I would encourage everybody, if you don't have a mentor, go out and get one. Seek one out, join a group, focus group, whatever you want to do to get that in your life, because I think it's so needed. And you might be one of those people that says, well, I know it all, and I know I don't need a mentor. Everybody needs some mentor. Everybody needs some guidance in their life. And I think law enforcement professionals, more than ever, need somebody in their life guiding them, family, friends, mentors, telling them that they're doing a good job, because we are. And I think in this day and age where we live in, unfortunately, I think, And I've been there too. A lot of officers think that, you know, they're doing something wrong almost sometimes. Are they doing the right thing? Are they protecting the community they should? Why are so many people against them? And I guess it depends on where you're at too. I mean, we have a lot of support where I'm at in the community I protect and serve, and I'm lucky. Along with, I believe, a lot of department members I work with would probably echo the same thing, that we are lucky. Some officers, depending on where you're at, you're not so lucky. And that is why mentorship and leadership is so important, to get that positive energy, that positive direction in your life. If you have it right now, props to you. More to you, brother or sister. You're on the right track. But I think a lot of officers don't have that, and you need to seek that out. It is so important that we maintain physical health, but good physical health, but good mental health too. And you need that positive energy going into you. Leadership is another topic that is very important. And again, I can cite many, many good leadership books that I've read over the years that I still look to every once in a while and read again. And they're great resources. So leadership more than ever, along with mentorship, is much needed in our profession. I'm not saying that we're without any leadership. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that good leaders within an organization, and you don't have to have rank. I've always said that. Some of the best people, I think, and organizations don't have rank. Those are the leaders, and anybody, you know, can be a leader in an organization. But those leaders, those solid people in an organization, are going to help navigate and help the organization get through tough times. So leadership, mentorship, very much needed in criminal justice today. To me, it doesn't matter what you do. It is so important to have those. And that's what's going to get us through these trying times. And again, it is absolutely horrific what is happening in law enforcement today with the intentional targeting of law enforcement officers. And again, my heart goes out to those officers and the families that have lost heroes. And be safe, everybody. That's my final message for you today. Please be safe. Watch your six. If you go on calls, make sure you're bringing cover. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter where you work, you know, where you're at. Stay on your toes. Anything can happen anywhere. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I hope this has been useful, and I look forward to our next podcast, which is going to be Wednesday, and I hope you can tune in. I would ask one final favor from all my listeners, and if you go to iTunes, please leave a review for me. Good, bad, I would love to hear from you. Go to iTunes, and that's where I'm at. You can search my name, Patrick Fitzgibbons. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I am on Twitter. Shoot me a connection, and I'd love to connect with you out there. So with that, again, I am going ahead and sign off, and I hope everybody stays safe, and see you next time. Bye-bye.